Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is just disgusting. Just disgusting when you look at the amount of money that is still, that this guy is still gorging himself on here. So Mike Dennison is a former Capitol reporter for the Liberal Lee newspapers. He was a Capitol reporter for the Liberal Great Falls Tribune. Then he was a Capitol reporter for the TV stations back when they were still fair. Not now. Now they're just the Liberal TV networks as well. I mean, they're just all out, all in the tank here. And Mike's always been left-leaning, but he's been fair and a solid reporter. But anyway, he was sharing the latest fundraising numbers that just came in about 10 hours ago here. He says Liberal Senator John Tester, remember John Tester is the number one recipient of lobbyist cash in all of Washington. He raised more money from lobbyists than even Joe Biden did when he was a presidential candidate. That's how pathetic this is. Anyway, John Tester raised $32 million in the last quarter. His total fundraising for the cycle, for the whole election, has been almost $76 million, according to Mike Dennison here, who describes it as one heck of a lot of campaign cash. And then think about that. That's just what his campaign raised, $76 million. Think about how much the Democrat Senatorial Committee and then all these left-wing special interest groups, Chuck Schumer, et cetera, have also plowed into the race here in Montana. And yet he's losing, according to every single poll for the last 90 days, he's losing. According to the New York Times, John Tester is losing by 8 points. But it's just disgusting when you think about it. $76 million, $32 million in the last quarter alone, even as his numbers have been tanking. Just disgusting. And yet, even as the Washington fat cat gorges himself on campaign and lobbyist cash, he's going to lose. He's going to lose because of your efforts, because of your work, because of your votes, and because of the fact that people have just seen through his phony BS. They've finally had enough. And that sliver of a handful of a percentage that's carried him across the finish line barely in past elections, they finally see through his BS. And the Montana electorate has just moved in the red corner here. Hopefully once and for all. But anyway, man, a lot of stuff I want to talk about this morning here on this show. We got the show wide open for the next 4 hours. And part of me would normally think, 4 years ago, I'd have been like, man, I got nothing on the schedule for 4 hours. How are we going to fill this show? We're going to have no problem filling the show today. We're going to have no problem filling the show because we're going to get your phone calls. We're going to get your messages in. Heck, I got 2 pages of messages I didn't even get to over the past couple of days. And we got a whole bunch of fresh content ready to roll for you. Our producer, Travis Lee, has been just working hard, cranking out some of the audio clips for us to use for you here this morning. You had Kamala Harris. She went on the Charlemagne show, and that did not work out too well for her. President Trump absolutely handled that elitist British snob-sounding guy in Chicago, talking trade and more. Plus, Dane Fletcher goes off on the Bozeman City Commission. Man, wait till you hear what we got ready for you this morning.
Securing America.
The Pentagon has released the details of a year-long review, which looked at the military records of service members discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which ran from 1994 to 2011, during which gay service members cannot talk openly about their sexual orientation. Approximately 13,500 were separated from the military due to the policy. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
The review was focused on those who might have been eligible for upgrades to the characterization of their discharge or changes to their reason for separation but had not yet applied.
As a result,
the military department review boards directed relief in 96.8% of the 851 cases that they proactively reviewed.
Singh says that the review means that of those discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, who served long enough for the end of their military careers to be merit-based,
96% now have an honorable discharge.
Kip Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have mostly sunny skies with areas of smoke and haze. High temperatures reaching into the lower 80s for Billings, but staying confined to the middle to upper 70s for Bozeman. Then for tonight, a chance for some rain showers developing, lows dropping back into the middle 30s for Bozeman, but middle 40s for low temperatures for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
All right, here's what I think we're going to do for Wednesday's Montana Talks. I want to leave the phone lines open for you. I want people from all across Montana to get a chance to be heard. If you got something you want to talk about, I want you to have the opportunity to call in, and I want you to have the opportunity to be heard all across Montana. 3 weeks until Election Day. You got a lot you want to talk about. You've had enough talking heads over the past how many months? Now's the time for you to talk with Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Ah, for Pete's sake, you know what we should have talked about yesterday, but we didn't get to it? Well, we talked about the big story, but we didn't get to this angle of the story. It really is a fascinating point here. So John Jackson, the Joker from X, was with us, not just for the 8 o'clock hour, but for the 9 o'clock hour, too. But I think it was earlier on in the 6 o'clock hour, we got a phone call from Stephen Ballantyne. And Stephen Ballantyne was saying, you know, yesterday I swore I heard on the news that now Kamala Harris, because she's failing so badly with black men are not supporting Kamala Harris in big numbers. They're moving to Donald J. Trump for the 2024 election. And so Kamala Harris is desperately trying to appeal to black men. That's why she showed up on this Charlemagne radio show yesterday. She's desperately trying to win over black men voters. By the way, she's also increasingly starting to lose black women voters as well. And so that's why you got these race baiters on the left, Barack Hussein Obama and the rest of them, lecturing black people. Hey, you can't vote for somebody because of their policies. You can't vote for somebody because of this or that. You have to vote for Kamala because of the color of her skin. I mean, it's just straight up racist garbage that these race baiters are trotting out there. But and then yesterday, I think it was in the 6 o'clock hour, maybe it was the 7 o'clock hour, I then played the Fox News radio story outlining what Kamala's plans were for black men. And it was just like the most, what word would you use for it? John Jackson, if you're listening right now, call in and tell us what you would say about it, because we never got to hear your take on it. I know you and I talked about it off air during one of the commercial breaks, but we had so many phone calls coming in, so many messages coming in, we didn't get to it. But John and I, we were talking off air, and he's like, did you hear what Kamala's plan is for black men? Her pitch to appeal to black male voters was, well, yeah, we're gonna legalize these drugs, and we're going to have this cryptocurrency thing. And John made the point. Basically, what Kamala Harris and the Democrats are saying is that black men are a bunch of drug dealers. That black men want cryptocurrency so they can do off-the-book transactions, that, you know, or cashless transactions, and they need the drugs legalized. What a slap in the face. Talk about the worst kind of pandering ever. And I thought about some of my, you know, classmates that I went to Howard University with, and these guys are successful. I mean, one guy's like the best foot doctor in Miami right now. And it's like, my goodness, it is so disgusting the way they talk down to people and entire classes of people. It's just like, what a slap in the face. Meanwhile, like black men out there realize who are entrepreneurs, who own actual businesses, who aren't like Kamala Harris and the Democrats and the media want you to believe, who are not drug dealers. They own actual businesses. They remember when, you know, the lower taxes they got under Trump. They remember when business was better. They remember when they had more cash in their pocket. They remember when things were good. It was when Donald J. Trump was the president of the United States and not Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So they're voting for the content of their pocketbook, not the color of Kamala's skin. And the Democrats are just beside themselves. Anyway, that was such a great point that John Jackson made while we were off air during the show yesterday. And we never, like it happened so many times, we never got to that particular aspect of that story during the show. But, Wednesday, that's a great time to say, hey, here's something else we didn't get to on Tuesday's show. So for those of you that listen to our podcast and you listen not to the live show, but you go back and listen to the podcast later, if you're just rolling out of the Tuesday 9 o'clock hour into the show into the Wednesday 6 o'clock hour of the show, there you go. You didn't miss a beat. All right, let's see. But speaking of this Charlamagne radio show, I've got three different sound bites for you here. This is great. Three different sound bites for you here. Fox News, Fox and Friends had the audio earlier this morning. The primetime coverage had some of the highlights last night as well. But the Trump War Room had a bunch of great stuff ready to roll this morning. Here we go. This was, I think, the best question that showed that Kamala Harris was trying even to go to a friendly media outlet like Charlamagne, who clearly is a Kamala supporter, and even he called her out on the border.
But doesn't the Biden administration have to take some blame for the border, though? A lot of the blame? Because, I mean, the first 3 years, y'all did get a lot of things wrong with the border.
No, Charlamagne, within hours of being inaugurated, the first bill we passed before we did the Inflation Reduction Act, before we did the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, before we did the Safer Communities Act to deal with gun violence, first thing we dropped was a bill to fix the broken immigration system.
She was basically bragging about proposing amnesty on day one, which would have made the border crisis even worse. He called her out there, even if he was trying to help her out. Let me help you out. Hey, if you're somebody who's got, you know, problems with your teeth, if you've got pain in several teeth, or you've got several missing teeth, and it's just giving you a bunch of problems, it's affecting, you know, you don't even want to smile when you get out and see some of your friends. They might tell you a funny joke, but you don't want to smile because you've got so many problems with your teeth. I'll tell you what, you got to get a hold of Yellowstone Family Dental. They specialize in some of the best dental implants you will find. They make it all in-house. They've got incredible high-tech operation to make their own dental implants. That's why people travel from all over the United States to get their implants from Yellowstone Family Dental. MontanaDentalImplants.com is their website, MontanaDentalImplants.com. But also, we've got just, what, 2 or 3 weeks left. They are going to offer a free service to one Montana veteran. You can nominate a veteran today. MontanaDentalImplants.com. MontanaDentalImplants.com.
Democracy 24.
The economy was in focus during the CBS News vice presidential debate. With an affordability crisis crushing Americans, Vance pointed out the tough job that Walz had on that stage.
You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver lower inflation, which of course he did, and then you simultaneously got to defend Kamala Harris's atrocious economic record, which has made gas, groceries, and housing unaffordable for American citizens.
Governor Tim Walz tried to defend his boss, outlining parts of their housing plan.
The one thing is, there's 3 million new houses proposed under this plan with down payment assistance on the front end.
But Senator J.D. Vance was quick to point out that the Biden-Harris administration is responsible for the policies that have made housing affordability worse.
What she's actually done instead is drive the cost of food higher by 25%, drive the cost of housing higher by about 60%.
In New York, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have mostly sunny skies with areas of smoke and haze, high temperatures reaching into the lower 80s for Billings, but staying confined to the middle to upper 70s for Bozeman. Then for tonight, a chance for some rain showers developing, lows dropping back into the middle 30s for Bozeman, but middle 40s for low temperatures for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Hey, if you missed Monday's Montana Talks, we had Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy alongside U.S. Senator and fellow combat veteran Joni Ernst. That's right, she's in Montana. They joined us in our Montana Talks studios before taking off to Sydney and Glendive for events in eastern Montana. Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we talked about the PSC, Seat 2. We had the Democrat and Republican candidates join us in studio. Full audio, MontanaTalks.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, according to the Public Lands Council, nearly $10 million has been allocated to support dozens of strategic projects out here in the West, focused on bolstering habitat restoration and community resiliency. The funding comes through President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law and will be used to support 53 strategic projects in Western states focused on habitat restoration and on-the-ground science. They say the projects will support the management of invasive grasses, reduce wildfire risks, remove conifers, and restore sagebrush habitat. Nevada Department of Agriculture director and rancher J.J. Goycochea says it's important that livestock grazing remains part of America's federal lands.
Yes, sir. Well, you're exactly right, Russell. And, you know, this administration, like all administrations, there's proposed regulations and proposed policy changes that come down. And, you know, when you're in a state like Nevada, with so much federal land, those regulations that come down probably have a disproportionate impact on us. And so we've spent the better part of the last 2 years since I became the director of Department of Ag, just going over proposed EISs, proposed environmental assessments, EAs, some policy changes, that kind of thing, just making sure that Nevada producers' voices are heard and that the economy of Nevada is protected. As you said, everything we do in Nevada revolves around natural resources in one form or another once you get outside of Clark County.
And of course, ranchers are anxiously awaiting to see how the BLM's new public lands rule affects their grazing allotments on millions of acres of public land in the West. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Molson Coors would like to raise a cold Coors banquet and a cold Coors Light to toast Colorado, Montana, and Wyoming barley growers. Thank you for another successful harvest. Hi, this is Peter Coors. It's because of your hard work and dedication that Molson Coors is able to raise the high country barley that is the main ingredient to our iconic beers that so many people enjoy. So the next time any of you have a beer, thank a farmer, because without them, it would not be possible.
Attention all growers and ag retailers. Tired of losing the war against wild oats? It's time to bring in the big guns. Avidex and Fargo herbicides from Gowan USA. These Group 15 herbicides are your ticket to controlling Group 1 and Group 2 resistant wild oats and suppressing brome and ryegrass. Don't let these weeds invade your field. Take charge. Contact your local ag retailer today. Get your hands on Avidex and Fargo. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan USA.
Well, according to this week's USDA Crop Progress Report, the U.S. corn and soybean harvests sped up and pulled further ahead of the five-year averages last week, thanks in part to some dry weather across most of the country. In fact, corn harvest jumped ahead 17 percentage points nationally to reach 47% complete as of Sunday. Well, the soybean harvest maintained a steady pace last week, moving ahead by 20 percentage points to reach 67% completion as of Sunday. As for winter wheat planting, well, it moved ahead 13 points last week to reach 64% complete nationwide, 1 point behind last year and 2 points behind the five-year average of 66%. And as a whole, Oklahoma was actually the furthest behind normal at 43% planted. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Why you let Trump call you border czar? That was a question Charlemagne threw to Kamala Harris. Why you let Trump call you border czar? And then Kamala's like, yeah, the media fact checked and said that I wasn't the border czar. And it's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, they actually called you the border czar. That was your title. That was the title that all the fake news media gave you. That was the job that Joe Biden gave you. But now they don't want to take credit for it. She does not want to take credit for anything that's happened with the southern border in the last 3.5 years. That should tell you everything that you need to know about these people. All right, well, I'll play that clip for you here in just a couple of minutes as well. Plus, Kamala Harris, there was another clip from Charlemagne's show that you got to hear, the Trump War Room, with a lot of great content for us here this morning. Let's sneak in a caller here, Nancy in Roundup. What's going on this morning, Nancy?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. I want to share a fascinating cryptid story that has to do with the rancher here in Montana. But first I have to say something about Kamala Harris's insidious remarks on Columbus Day and also racism. I mean, there's another caravan on its way north. None of the people are white. We haven't had one white or Caucasian caravan enter our country illegally. It's been all dark-skinned people.
Well, why does that matter? Why do we care about the color of their skin? Illegal is illegal.
Well, that's right. And but getting away from her, when I was a kid, my dad used to read this magazine called Argosy, and it was a complete man's magazine. And there were fascinating stories in it, and he wouldn't allow me anywhere in the magazine because it was pretty descriptive and graphic images. So after he read the magazine at dinner time, he shared a story that he read with my mother and I about a Montana rancher. And he had such a large ranch, it took him 1 year by horseback to get around his land holdings. And on one of his trips, his horse started to shy and kind of perk up. You know how horses do, kind of walk to the side. And he heard a rustling in a group of wild berry bushes. And this cryptid, this ape-like creature, jumped out from behind the bushes. And he said that the rancher said that he went for his gun and started to pull it out of his seat. And he looked at this ape-like creature's face, and it changed. He said it was so human-like, the expression, that if he would have killed this animal, he would have felt like a murderer. So he let his gun slide, his rifle slide back down. And they stared at one another for a few seconds, and this ape-like creature spun around and loped off. And he said he thought it was a female because it had breasts. But I just want to think, you know, our ranch, we have such an astonishing, fascinating ranching history in our state. And we have one of the largest ranches. This is Vema Majol Ranch up there in the northern part of our state near Canada. I'm guessing it's a 550,000-acre ranch. I'm guessing maybe this incident happened there because there's so many Bigfoot sightings.
Yeah, there's a ton of ranches. Over that would be kind of a fun, that would be something fun maybe to do in December when, you know, the Montana Stock Growers Convention is gearing up or something like that. But, you know, there's incredible Montana ranch history, that's for sure. We've gotten to hear a little bit of it here on Montana Talks over the years, but it would be cool to just do a feature series where you just profile all these great Montana ranches. Now that I say that over the radio, watch somebody else steal the idea. But, hey, that's all right. The more we can share of that great history, the better. But, yeah, anyway, that'd be cool to do after we get through this election. You know, you can partner with the stock growers and share a lot of great Montana ranch history. All right, let's get into the big news of the day here. Dane Fletcher calls out the Bozeman City Commission, and he called them out from hunting camp. Called them out from hunting camp. I'm going to share that with you here later on in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. First, let's go back to what Charlemagne, his interview with Kamala Harris. Here's the back and forth that I was telling you about where basically this is them. This is Kamala Harris admitting that they have been an all-out failure when it comes to the southern border, which is exactly why she doesn't want to take credit for it.
Why are you allowing them to call you the border czar when that's not even your, that wasn't,
you know,
your
I'm
role.
Not giving him permission for that.
Oh, okay, you're right. But, but I mean, you don't push back on it because that wasn't your role.
Fact checkers have made that clear.
So this is one of the clips that's making the rounds here. That wasn't your role. Yeah, we could actually roll an entire montage where CNN, MSNBC, all of these others refer to her as the border czar. Joe Biden tasked her with focusing on the border. Now, she didn't want to do that job, just like Joe Biden never intended to secure the border. This was all intentional. This has all been by design, this mass invasion of America. But to show what a failure her entire tenure as vice president has been, that tells you enough right there. If their policies were good, if their policies worked, if their policies benefited in one way whatsoever, she would want to be called the border czar. She would take all the credit in the world for it here. She just told The View, what, a week ago, that she would have changed nothing, that she would have done nothing different from what Joe Biden has done over these last 4 years. So why doesn't she want to take credit for it? Why doesn't she want to say how great these policies were? Here's another soundbite. This is actually the Trump War Room put this ad together following her interview with Charlemagne.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
Hell no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that.
Kamala supports transgender sex changes in jail with our money.
Kamala even supports letting biological men compete against our girls in their sports. Kamala is for they, them. President Trump is for you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Yeah, the same ad could be used against John Tester. John Tester is for they, them. Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy is for you. Back right after this. Phone lines are open.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, there's a must-read piece in The Federalist that Joy Pullman just published. You gotta check it out. She's talking about the Soviet-style show trial, the witch hunt against Attorney General Austin Knutson. We had a write-up on our Montana Talks website earlier this week that you can still find, but Joy Pullman gives it a national perspective, and she's got some very interesting numbers. I think the big takeaway from what I saw thus far in that Federalist piece is think about all of the money that is being wasted right now to produce this Soviet-style show trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson. Think about all of the lawyers. Think about the time that the Montana Supreme Court is wasting, even just discussing this whole Soviet-style show trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson. But, you know, the courts don't have that much else going on right now anyway. It's not like the courts are backlogged with criminal cases. Yeah, no, it's not like the drug cartels are flooding into Montana. It's not like there's missing and murdered indigenous women cases that need to be focused on right now. No. These liberal lawyers and the liberal judges and the liberal courts, they got all the time in the world to take part and waste your money on this Soviet-style show trial because there's nothing else going on. Pretty quiet times out there. Pretty peaceful times out there, right? Obvious sarcasm. 406-294-0970. A couple of messages that just came in on the Montana Talks app here. Let's see. Anton in Billings. Very good point here. Anton, very good point here. I played the soundbite from Charlemagne with his powder puff interview with Kamala Harris. Why you let Trump call you the border czar? Because that was your job. But Anton makes a good point in defense of Kamala Harris here. Good morning, Aaron. It's true. Kamala never was the border czar. She was assigned those duties, but she ignored her responsibilities. So, yes, she never was the border czar. That's a very good point there, Anton. She was given the job, but she never did the job, so you could maybe make the technical argument that technically she wasn't the border czar because she never did the job. She never took on the task. Great message there. Oh, there was one other message. Oh, shoot. There was one above that one here, too. Oh, Andy and Whitefish with a great message. I've been asking Democrats on X about the 300,000 missing kids. And no one has an answer. That's right. 300,000 missing kids. Some of you are thinking, what? No, no way. 300. Yes. They have lost track of over the feds have lost track of over 300,000 missing kids as a result of this human trafficking operation on our southern border. He says no one has an answer. Now, Martha Raddatz, if you were on ABC News discussing the 300,000 missing kids, Martha Raddatz would just say, well, it's just a handful of cases, just a handful of missing kids. Just like she said, well, those apartment complexes down in Denver that are being overtaken by the violent Venezuelan prison gang Tren de Aragua, just a handful of apartment complexes. Let's go to Tom in Billings next up on the phone lines. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Yeah, just to piggyback on Anton, you know, Bill Clinton even came out in an interview and said if they would have vetted all these people, Blake and Riley wouldn't have happened. If Kamala was actually doing her job that Joe Biden appointed her to, as the border czar that we all know, we wouldn't be missing 300,000 kids. People would have been properly vetted. And, I mean, Bill Clinton come out and said this. Bill Clinton, in himself, removed 1.8 million illegal immigrants because they weren't properly vetted. So if Kamala was doing her job, everybody would have been vetted, and we wouldn't have these gangs in Aurora. We wouldn't have Lake and Riley. We wouldn't have all these people dying, and they wouldn't be missing 300,000 children if she was doing her job.
Yeah.
She can't do her job now, so we don't need to promote her. We need to fire her, just like John Tester. We need to fire him, put Tim Sheehy in office, and bring this country back where the light of liberty shines bright again.
That's right.
Thanks, Aaron.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks for the call. Yeah, now, of course, old Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, he didn't mean to throw Kamala Harris under the bus. He was trying to be slick, wasn't he? Tom, thanks for the call. He was trying to be slick. He was trying to, let me pull up, for those of you that missed the soundbite yesterday that we played on this show, I think we saved that one for the 8 o'clock hour with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. Let me see if I can find it for you. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here's the Bill Clinton soundbite that Tom and Billings was referencing.
You had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about a young woman who'd been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. But if they're all properly vetted, and that doesn't happen, and America is not having enough babies to keep our populations up. So we need immigrants that have been vetted to do work. There wouldn't be a problem. And you couldn't keep people all torn up and upset.
Now, you could hear a few things there. You could hear that old Slick Willie, Bill Clinton's not as smooth as he once was he? He's not that smooth there, is he? Bill's sounding a little rough these days. But he was trying to be slick. Slick Willie was trying to be slick there. What he was trying to do, and it failed miserably at it, what Slick Willie was trying to do there, he was trying to say, well, if they would have passed that phony border bill, if they would have passed that phony border bill, he's claiming that then they would have vetted the people coming into this country, and then that Lake and Riley wouldn't have happened. Well, first off, they didn't even bring up that sham of a so-called border bill until after Lake and Riley had already been murdered. So that wouldn't have prevented Lake and Riley's death or the countless other murders and rapes that happened in the 3 years leading up to them finally proposing this sham of a border bill. Second off, we know that fake border bill would have only made the problem even worse. They would have funded the very NGOs that are part of this, that are facilitating this human trafficking operation on our southern border that's responsible for 300,000 missing kids. The other thing you heard from old Slick Willie there is that, well, we're not having enough children. See, there goes Bill. Bill's always the children. You could hear him biting his lower lip there, too. So always talking about the children. we're not having enough kids in America. So that's why they want to bring in all the illegals, is to replace all the kids that you're not having, which, you know, brings up a whole other conversation about their radical abortion agenda targeting, you know, minority communities and so much more. But the other thing that you hear there from Bill Clinton is really just how they don't have an answer for anything. They don't have an answer for anything. All right, let's see. What else do we got for you here? Oh, the race card. That's what I was going to get to here until we got, you know, great phone calls. And that's the best part of the show. Your phone calls, your messages will drive the show in the direction you want to drive the show in, because the show is called Montana Talks here. So unless we have a guest on the show focused on a specific topic, you get a call in, 406-294-0970. Oh, here's one other thing. Let's do two more things, actually, since we've been talking Kamala Harris, who refused to do her job as the border czar. Did you hear what she said about reparations? Again, these racist race baiters desperately trying to hold on to the black vote.
Well, first of all, on the point of reparations, it has to be studied. There's no question about that. And I've been very clear about that position.
It's already been studied. Every time they study it, it would cost trillions of dollars in taxpayer money. And we're already $36 trillion in debt. But there you go. Kamala Harris is a far-left radical who is desperately trying to pander to minority voters. Another clip we've got for you here. This one coming from the Trump war room as well. Kamala Harris, the tax queen.
Joe Biden and I are about to get rid of that tax bill.
And on day one, I will repeal that tax bill.
Joe Biden and I are about to work to get rid of that tax cut.
Joe and I are about to get rid of that tax bill.
Joe Biden and I are about to get rid of that tax cut.
Everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate.
I think that's fantastic.
We've got to increase the corporate tax rate. Part of that is going to be about repealing that tax bill that they just passed. And also looking at estate taxes are going to have to go up.
We will tax capital gains.
But we're going to have to raise corporate taxes.
It's just a new way of looking at things, to say, we're going to tax what you don't have. That's a sore point, and it's a big deal. Is that something you think she firmly believes in?
I think it's part of the proposals of the campaign.
Taxing unrealized gains just doesn't seem fair in any sense of the word.
I think that this reaction to unrealized gains is a little funny, given that I bet that the majority of people watching right now are already paying a tax.
All right. Anyway, the point being there, every one of those taxes, John Tester is in bed with them every step of the way, raising those taxes on you.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And now apparently the polling is showing that he's not doing well with African-American men. So Barack Obama goes out and is condescending towards African-American men. And now she's offering cold hard cash, you know, up to $20,000 in forgivable small business loans. What is a forgivable small business loan? It's basically $20,000 you're paying somebody. You know, one could argue that you're using taxpayer money so that you can get votes in a demographic you're polling very badly in. And I can only imagine how many Democrats would be calling for an impeachment if this was Donald Trump doing this. And she's vowing to help African-Americans invest in cryptocurrency. What does that mean? He's never talked about cryptocurrency.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, remember the old way of shopping for custom window treatments? You know, waiting around all day to get an overpriced quote from a pushy commission salesperson? Well, those days are over thanks to Blinds.com, because they invented a better way. Now, with completely virtual consultations and free samples sent right to your door, you never have to deal with a salesperson in your home ever, ever again. You can always count on Blinds.com to deliver top quality window treatments. Now, from their premium woven wood to motorized shades, which I love, and so much more, you can get unlimited custom window treatments installed, whether it's one or 100, for one low cost. And at Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees. The price you see on the website is the price that you pay. Ordering online may be scary to some of you, but not with Blinds.com, because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com right now. Get up to 45% off on select styles. Save up to 45% on select styles when you go to Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Are the political winds shifting on housing regulation reform? That's hard to read, especially at the peak of the national political season when winds are blowing in all directions. But the rhetoric of some prominent politicians suggests that the arguments for reflexively stopping all attempts to build more housing are losing at least some support. The nice thing about pursuing reform to land use regulation in an attempt to build more is that it speaks to both sides of the political spectrum. For those who are libertarians, more sensible regulation means having more of a say about what you can do with your land. And for those who champion the cause of the poor, regulatory reform can bring about increases in housing supply that make housing more affordable. Yet the goal of meeting housing affordability challenge with more housing in reality will never be met by pushing back on specific regulations. It's a game of whack-a-mole. Force faster review of building permits and watch fire inspections take longer. I'm Patrick Berkey.
Brought to you by BERVAY.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, the race card. The constant pulling of the race card by these race baiters in chief. Let me see here. Jimmy Failla. I didn't get a chance to watch this clip myself yet. Didn't get to see the comedian Jimmy Failla on with Laura Ingraham last night. But let's just roll it for you here because I want to hear this one. I imagine you will too.
Hey, hey. iHeartRadio, Jimmy, was really plugging this Charlamagne the God interview with Kamala. But I don't know. Tell me if you agree. I think the most compelling message to voters came kind of toward the end. Watch.
He has a tendency to mention cities that either have a historically black majority population or...
Well, more persuasive than anything she says.
Yeah, I know. Well, at first I thought the beep meant she was using profanity, but then I realized that was actually just the race card expiring. Apparently it has an expiration date. You can only desperately play it so many times before it just goes past the date and you can't use it anymore.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
this was historic in nature.
Oh, my gosh. Jimmy, the media, of course, went crazy that Trump stopped his rally last night when there are a few medical emergencies that had to be taken care of. And they played a bunch of music. Watch.
Yeah.
He swayed longer than we've been on the air.
Bizarre is the only word that comes to mind.
I don't understand 35 minutes of him swaying.
Of him swaying? I don't understand about swaying. What?
I know.
What part don't they get?
Well, what they're trying to tell you is they're all out of angles to attack him from. Nothing is working. I mean, could you imagine if he just went on with the rally and was like, oh, it sucks to be you. Okay, he did what he's supposed to do, which is stand by while they get medical attention. But they just don't know what to do at this point. And that's where we are. We're 3 weeks to go till Election Day. Kamala and the media have proven that if you throw enough S at the wall, it doesn't actually stick. Nothing's sticking, man.
Yeah, same thing back here in Montana. You know, John Tester, the Democrats, the fake news media, look at all the phony attacks they threw out there against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, and yet he is still winning in such a big way that now the national media is already bailing on covering the Montana Senate race. The national media is like, well, looks like Montana's a but now, folks, don't take this for granted. Keep working and fighting as if we're 8 points behind, not 8 points ahead. But the national media is bailing on John Tester and the race here. And they're like, well, in Texas, well, in Florida, Michigan is now a toss-up. Anyway, good news, of course, here. A couple of great messages just came in. All right, let's see. Who was it? Was it Andy and Whitefish? He said, you know, Kamala Harris did not do her job as border czar. I don't know. I think Sean and Shelby makes a good point here. It is so frustrating that everyone keeps saying Kamala did not do her job as border czar. She did her job exactly what she was instructed to do. Open the border, allow the invasion of our country. Great point, Sean. That was her job, was to open the borders and flood this country with illegal aliens. So she did the job she was told to do. I Got to say, I think Sean wins out the argument on that one. Tim in Billings says this: I find it hilarious that the party and media apparatus that covered for, ignored, and lied about the obvious cognitive decline of Joe Biden are not hot to trot about Trump taking a cognitive test and releasing all his medical records. That was from Tim in Billings. All right, let's see. We got to hit the Fox News update. We've already gotten through the first of 4 hours of Montana Talks. Many of you still haven't gotten a chance to talk yet, but don't worry. We got more time for you. 406-294-0970. And you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Dane Fletcher, the Montana State Bobcat great and former NFL football player, he unloaded on the Bozeman City Commission from high atop hunting camp. Wait till you hear this.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. Gun owners in New York State might have had more freedom affirmed in federal court. The case is Christian v. James, and it's part of the ongoing Second Amendment legal battles following the U.S. Supreme Court overturning a number of gun laws in New York in their 2022 Bruin decision. This case was filed by the Firearms Policy Coalition and the Second Amendment Foundation, and a federal district judge in Buffalo rules the New York law requiring express permission to carry concealed on publicly accessible private property is unconstitutional. The ruling says the law doesn't pass the Bruin test of requiring a historic tradition when seeking to limit gun rights. Property owners do have a right to tell you no guns on their land, but the state can't do it for them by default. The court also denied New York a stay of its ruling while it takes time to appeal it. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.